your adrenaline rush first thing in the mornings with Five Breakfast and the Suzuki Espresso.
That was Stepping Good, A-Star featuring Shoma Josie. Stephanie B is here. I really hope that mic 5 is loaded. It is loaded! Good
Yay!
Morning!
Look at you!
What do you mean? That was very patronizing. There are 5 microphones in this studio. We only use one of them on the show at the moment. But yes, you are now mic 5. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good, and you?
I'm tired.
You dressed in all black today. Is there a specific reason for it?
Laundry day.
Oh, laundry day. Okay. Okay, fair enough, fair enough. Because you're usually quite a colorful, well, at least some colored dresser. Oh, okay. There we go.
My wardrobe is like the Addams Family.
Oh,
it's
really?
Like identical all black outfits.
But your jumpers are quite colorful.
Yes. That's
yeah,
true.
But colorful jumpers.
It's so hot today.
Okay,
like,
fair.
Joburg is doing the thing. Mm-hmm. So I came to work in a
bikini. Black bikini.
I wore this outfit so you couldn't see it through.
Aww.
It's not all white or like gauze or whatever. Okay, what's coming up on the show?
Okay, so in the first half of the show, I actually want to talk about something a bit topical, which is Instagram for kids. This is not my idea. Facebook, who obviously owns Instagram, they have been developing this for quite a while, and they came under quite a lot of criticism recently. It even was spoken about in Washington, D.C. in the U.S. And as a result, yesterday they said that they're pausing the development of Instagram for kids, but they believed that it was going to be a positive thing. It would be for kids between the ages of 10 and 12. Instagram, you're obviously not allowed to use if you are 13 and under. So this would be for the first, I suppose, 2 years to kind of ease kids into Instagram. It was their solution to people saying that Instagram is really bad for the mental health of teenagers. So this is like making a special Instagram for children so that by the time they graduate to adult Instagram, it doesn't affect them as much.
Okay.
But I don't know. They obviously got a lot of criticism, so I would just like to open the floor and have a conversation about it. What do you think about the concept of Instagram for kids?
So it's 10 to 12-year-olds on the app only, theoretically, right?
Yeah.
And I imagine quite heavy content moderation.
Theoretically, 10 to 12-year-olds, but we know what will happen, right? Content moderation, heavily moderated. So it would be hectic in terms of like body positivity and that kind of stuff. Like, they wouldn't be allowed any sexual content on there.
Sure.
Advertising would be controlled as well.
Sure.
But we know what would happen, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And is the alternative, I mean, I think 10 to 12 year olds have Instagram already.
This is what Instagram themselves said, is that they know the 10 to 12 year olds have Instagram. So this is their solution to going, look, we're not trying to make this seem like something fun. You know when you ban something for kids?
Yeah.
And they desperately want to do it.
For its own sake.
Yeah, for just for the fact that it's banned.
Yeah.
So by creating an Instagram for kids, it kind of makes it less. Yeah. It's tough, right?
Like, you can get a fake ID to get into a club. Do you really think like Instagram will be able to truly tell who's a 10 to 12 year old and who's not? And to keep the 10 to 12 year olds off real Instagram? I feel like there's an implementation failing here. And I guess, I don't know what they were saying in Congress, but I guess a lot of people in Congress were just like, this is just a cute way for you guys to try and get very young people exposed to your advertising models.
That is exactly what Congress said.
Oh, I feel very uncomfortable.
But then Instagram said, or Facebook, who owns Instagram, were like, you know, this is the way to involve parents. And then, you know, it's a conversation, it's an open conversation. So instead of kids hiding the fact that they've downloaded Instagram, hiding it in a hidden folder on their phones, which is very easy to do when you've got boomer parents who don't know how phones work. This way, the parents are like, okay, you've got Instagram for kids. I can log in. Let me see it. Maybe there's even a way that you can attach it to a profile. That would be quite cool. Like, it has to be linked to maybe a parent's profile or something. That'd be quite nice. But what is the solution then?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I guess the question is, does this new edition make it worse or better?
Yeah.
I also just on some level think that in a very skeptical way, I think on some level, this is just Instagram panicking because they're losing to TikTok with Gen Zers. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, because the 10-year-olds definitely have TikTok.
Oh, the 8-year-olds have TikTok.
No, exactly. Marley, what do you think about this?
Sure, I think both of you guys said it so well. You touched on everything I was thinking.
Okay.
I think, it might be a noble idea, but I don't see it working. I'm sorry, in practice, I don't see it working at all.
For sure.
Matthew,
what about you?
I just hope that these organizations, including Instagram as well as TikTok, I wish we could see a whole lot more campaigns with them on their side, where they're teaching young people more on the safety issues around using social media, because I think that's like very much forgotten. We understand why parents are very skeptical of having their children on social media, but giving them a platform is all well and good, I think, in my view, and probably regulating it. But like, what are the certain rules that are there to then protect the children even further? Once you have the account, I don't know how I can protect myself from people who are lurking around to take advantage of me if I'm only 8 years old. Despite the content that I'm posting, like, you're just not entirely safe on the internet. Sure. And I think I wish I could see more of that rather than hearing word from them saying that, oh no, we've approved Instagram for young children now. Yeah, but it shouldn't end there. How are you helping us or helping parents better protect their children from the dangers that exist?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, TikTok is doing something great where they are providing mental health content to like help out people who suffer the mental ill health of TikTok, you know, so things are happening.
And YouTube for Kids does actually work relatively well.
Yeah,
so, because YouTube for Kids is also not a social, I mean, it is kind of a social media, but it's not really a social media technically.
Yeah.
But if you do have children, you don't want to push autoplay on normal YouTube, because then it will eventually get to something disgusting.
Yes.
So YouTube 100%. For Kids solved a really, really real problem for parents, where the content that is allowed to be published to YouTube for Kids is so unbelievably specific and
limited,
controlled and limited. So it did actually help. So I think Instagram thought, well, if we do that, but for Instagram, where we can control the content that is being published so that children don't see incredibly sexual things things that are going to make them have a eating disorder when they get older, or things that are going to be damaging to their mental health.
For sure.
So I think that the idea was noble.
Okay.
It's just that
however,
maybe the execution.
Yeah. However, though, I must add that as much as when we're talking about like the dangers of social media and those that are others that exist, and we automatically think explicit content that children are exposed to, it's also the amount of screen time that they spend. Undoubtedly, social media is addictive, and us as older people, we can also say that we spend hours on social media literally just keeping on scrolling. It takes away so much of your time from doing other productive things. That's just also my other concern, is that what do parents do? Like, your children is literally stuck on YouTube for hours on end. And I've got nieces and nephews, and playing has stopped, and everybody just sits on their iPad.
For sure.
It's just a personal thing where I'm just like, I'm fully there for all these social media platforms encouraging younger people to join in. But we're moving away from the traditional way of learning, like reading actual books, playing actually in, you know, physically in the playground. And it's just, for me personally, I'm just like,
I get you. Holly, last word, and then I'm going to play Nice Word from Drake to wrap up the show.
Sure. I'm definitely for this idea. And just in terms of teaching our kids also how to monetize these social media platforms. I mean, we are living in a country, guys, that has got such high unemployment rates. And if we can get our kids to be creative, make money from it, and learn from a young age, you know, that's also something else that could lead to something bigger. So I really am for it.
Super interesting. I think it's going to be a huge moment of this massive debate, to be honest, on Steph's show. She's coming up next. See you tomorrow.
I want to know who